James Brown, Gisborne, 2006. At the end of the long and sandy stretch of road, cloudily loomed a dead end. The lightless East Cape lighthouse. Shit. I jam the brakes and spin the wheel. From the tires spit dust and scree. The seagulls curse and dive at me. This road, a long snaking loneliness. My life, a Venetian mosaic of coloured Kodak moments. The fragments and loves and losses settling in silt, grouted, routed, and sealed. The fractured edges of tomorrow, another piece of the puzzle. How to break up this beautiful fuck-up, overwhelming in its countless subsets. Speedily losing myself and reclaiming lost K's, I pass a van and everything slows again. I see James Brown bombed on a van, beaming at me from the roadside. I beam back a smile and I feel good again. His parked smile fleetingly greeted me and mine returned immediately and stayed. I feel good. I pass, giving regard and thanks, and reclaiming the lost K's, I reflect. What the fuck? Serendipity and synchronicity. New Year's Eve, 2006. Miles away in New York City, New York, New York. Miles of people file and pass past his casket. Eyes filled with goodbyes. Hearts swollen with smiles. So, our man, miles off course, is filled too with miles of smiles. Here in New Zealanders, the clouds part like curtains for his scores of encores, spotlights of God rays reprise and bounce off the teal blue rover and Pacific Ocean, warming me and dazzling the coast. Dust hazes rise and fall. Stones and dust are turfed from her tires. James retires above the clouds. Tomorrow he shall be the first to see the sun, before even Gisborne. And in the vineyards below, we will dance tonight amongst God's dew and drizzled tears of joy. Rest in peace, soul man. Welcome home.